Track 6. Calculating Personal Income Tax, Parts D and E.
Hello, Jasmine. How can I help you today?
I need to file my tax return soon. I'm confused about tax deductions and tax credits. Can you explain them to me?
A lot of people confuse tax deductions and tax credits. Well, let's start with deductions. Tax deductions lower your total taxable income. When your taxable income is less, your taxes will be less.
Can you give me an example of a tax deduction?
Yes. For example, many Canadians deduct the amounts they save for their retirement in RRSPs.
I don't have any retirement savings. Can I deduct anything else?
Yes, you have a young daughter, so you can deduct your daycare expenses.
I see. So I subtract those costs from my total income?
That's right.
What about tax credits?
Tax credits don't change your taxable income. They lower the amount of tax you have to pay because the amount of tax credit is subtracted from the amount of tax to pay. There are two types of tax credits, refundable and non-refundable.
What's the difference between them?
Non-refundable means you can't get any cash payment when you use the tax credit.
Can you give me an example of a non-refundable tax credit?
Sure. You take the bus every day, right? Well, there's a public transit tax credit.
Really? How does that work?
Well, for example, if you spend $1,000 a year on bus passes, you can get a tax credit for 15% of the total you spend. That means the government will subtract $150 from the tax money you owe.
What if I don't owe any money?
Then, unfortunately, the government will not give you the cash refund for $150.
What about refundable tax credits?
Refundable tax credits are cash payments from the government to taxpayers who qualify.
Do you mean the government will give me money?
That's right. For example, many people get the GST-HST tax credit. The Ontario government sends you a check 4 times a year to refund the sales tax you paid.
Can everyone get this?
No, you have to qualify. It depends on your income.
Do all refundable tax credits depend on your income?
Most, but not all. The government gives the universal child care benefit to all families in Canada with children under the age of 6. Families receive $100 a month for each child.
That's great! Is it tax-free?
No, the universal child care benefit is taxable income. You have to pay income tax on it.
Really? It's more complicated than I thought.
I know. Oh, and remember to keep tax receipts for any tax deductions or tax credits you claim on your income tax return. You may need to show them.
Okay. Thanks for all the information.